Instagram Stories Flash Briefing. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. You can find me on Instagram at Daniel Hill Media. Today's news comes directly from Instagram themselves. You might have seen this in your story feed pop up. Instagram also tweeted, "Now you can easily watch IGTV series from creators you love and get notified when there are new episodes." Okay, so Instagram's added a new IGTV series option, which lets creators segment their videos into dedicated collections. The point of this is to help creators better brand their content, encourage return viewing, give the series a dedicated label, and an on-screen tab where viewers can tap so that they can be notified when new episodes come out. So why did Instagram add this feature? It's so that they can attract creators away from Snapchat and YouTube, where content creators have been building audiences for some time. However, there are problems with that plan. If you are attracting people who have been creating content for YouTube, they've been filming their content horizontally for a really long time, and that doesn't translate very well to IGTV's vertical video feed. However, IGTV does reward people's posts because it puts IGTV videos in the feed. The first 60 seconds of an IGTV video appear in the feed, and then if people want to watch the rest of the video, they can tap on it to see the rest of the video on IGTV. Also, for those of us who have less than 10,000 followers and don't have the ability to swipe up in stories, everyone can add the swipe up in stories to link to an IGTV video. So they are trying to push it. There is more room for IGTV to grow on the Instagram platform. Ultimately, for right now, I see IGTV as being a really strong play for people who do tutorials, things like stand-up comedy, other really short clips that translate very well to a vertical video format. But creating that content twice, if you're filming horizontal for YouTube and then again for a vertical video for Instagram, is a lot of work that I see most average people resistant to, but brands with marketing dollars and a video team behind them will have no issue with that kind of content. Did you know that there was a Facebook group for the Instagram Stories Flash Briefing? You can find it at facebook.com/groups/IG Stories. And there I post the articles that I talk about. I add my two cents. Sometimes I post articles that I end up not talking about, but I still give my opinion on them. I'll pull out the best quote. If that's interesting to you, you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/IG Stories, and you can connect with the other people who are listening to this flash briefing. Thanks for listening.